Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome in to Vern's postgame show.
God, a home run! A three-run homer for Salvador Perez!
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Furnier.
Oh yeah, here I am. Good evening. All right, let's do this. Kansas City Royals are swept at home for the first time all season. What a time for it, too, huh? Swept at home for the first time in more than a year. You have to go back to the end of August last season for the last time the Royals dropped a series by being swept here at Kauffman Stadium. They fall in the finale to Detroit. Final score, Tigers 4, Royals 2. Let's talk about it. 913-586-7965 is the phone number. That's our text line as well. If you can't verbalize the words, I understand. Shoot me a text. Let me know how you're feeling after this one. Actually, you know what? I don't really care how you're feeling. Here's what I want to know from you. What does your gut say? What does your gut tell you? You're a lifelong Kansas City sports fan. A lot has changed over the past decade. Guys like Ned Yost and Eric Hosmer, right? Edinson Volquez and Patrick Mahomes. People like Andy Reid and Brett Veach have helped teach this city that, yes, you can be a champion too. It's completely altered the way that we walk around as sports fans, right? Chest is sticking out a lot more in 2024 than it was at this time a decade ago. That's a city of champions, right? The draft is here. The World Cup's on its way. Things are happening in Kansas City. So had I asked you this question a decade ago, I know what your answer would be. Your gut's telling you that they're going to screw this thing up, gag down the stretch, and fall short of the postseason. Guys, I was there for the wild card game. I was up in the press box listening to the other media members laugh at how the Royals weren't even going to make it to October. Joking about the fact of, hey, if they don't win this game, did they really even make the playoffs? They didn't even make it to October. Oh my gosh, what a joke. Fire Ned, fire this guy, get rid of... I understand if the Royals lose 4 in a row in the final 2 weeks of the season 10 years ago, honestly, I'm probably panicked as well. My gut would be telling me it's over. Cancel Christmas. Get ready for Chiefs football 24/7. So respectfully, I don't care how you're feeling. I know how you're feeling. You're bummed out. Your team just lost 4-2 and was swept at home, like I mentioned, for the first time in more than a year. I want to know what your gut tells you. What does your gut tell you how this season's going to wrap up? 9 games to go. Magic number sits at 8. The magic number to clinch a postseason spot in 2024 remains at 8. 913-586-7965. That's our phone number. 913-586-7965. Let's go right to the phone calls. No need to wait around. Doug from Lee's Summit was at the game. He was one of the 16,000 that turned out. Doug, go ahead.
Vern, thanks for taking the call. It was amazing to see all the people there. It's amazing to see how many Bobby Witt jerseys are in the crowd. I feel like sometime in the season it tips from Salvi to Bobby Witt jerseys. My gut is optimistic. I think we got this. I feel the momentum. Everybody stayed because we thought we had this till the last out.
I love it, Doug. Wow. Appreciate that phone call. Love your amazement with a crowd of 16,000 people. Happy to hear that you're amazed by that. I'm amazed, too. But I was amazed maybe for a different reason. Yeah, I was amazed because I was looking at last year's team. A Tuesday night game at this time last year for a team that won. Yeah, Tuesday, September 17th, 2023. Royals win. They get their record to 50-102. And there was a little more than 15,000 at that game last year. So a 32-game improvement turns into an extra 900 fans. Fine by me. I'm just saying that's what amazed me. Thanks for the phone call, Doug. Let's go to Dave in Kansas City. Dave, what does your gut tell you? How's this thing going to play out in these final nine games?
Oh, hey, Josh, Werner, this is David here in Kansas City, Missouri.
Good to have you. Good to have you. What do you think, buddy?
Well, it's a little worrisome after tonight, but I think they ought to be able to win five or six out of this last nine, even on the road.
No doubt. No doubt about it.
And I think that should be enough, maybe not to win the division, but...
No, division's over.
We want this playoffs to be in Kansas City, so I hope that's enough. And is there any chance Benny could be back for any of those last games?
I think if Vinny's going to return, it's probably not until the ALCS or the World Series.
Okay, well, I think we can be there, maybe. Against those Yankees or something. So. Yeah,
Dave, I like it, man. I
should be out there Friday night.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Michael Wacha is going to be on the hill for that one. Michael Wacha going opposite Mason Black. You say that there's no reason why this team shouldn't be able to win four or five down the stretch. I'm with you. Four wins is, in my opinion, what they need. Get them four wins, and you'll find your way into October. Now, you have Blake Snell coming up on Sunday. That'll be tough. You're likely going to see Max Fried, maybe Chris Sale in that final series of the season. Okay, so three, maybe four really tough pitchers on the horizon. I'm not panicked. Again, I've told you guys for a while, you're not going to find me frustrated. You're not going to find me annoyed or disappointed. And if you do, it's going to be short-lived disappointment or annoyance. Dave, thanks for the phone call. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Let's go to our buddy Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, what does your gut tell you, man? How's this thing going to all shake out?
I think we're going to end up making the playoffs and all as a five seed, obviously going to Baltimore. But I just think that we need to do a few things here. I feel like Bobby needs to play a little bit more DH for the rest of the season because his defense – over these past like five games has not been the way we used to be seeing it. And so if Bobby just plays DH maybe like three times out of the rest of the season, I think that he'll be ready and not make some crucial errors. And then the pitching, look, I mean, obviously you're led by your rotation and the bullpen has been better, but I just think that we need to get Bobby in at DH so he's every – bit of prepared for October because it's a different beast when you get to October.
Garrett, appreciate the phone call. Bobby Witt Jr. tonight, 1-for-3. So his batting average falls to 331. That's still best in baseball. One for three with a hit by pitch and a leadoff double in the eighth inning. Bobby's OPS of 985 is third best in Major League Baseball. Yeah, I understand he made an error there in the second inning. Maybe could have made a play for Daniel Lynch there in the sixth. Neither one of those came back to bite him. Right, Alec Marsh cleaned up the mess in the second. Daniel Lynch got out of the jam in the sixth. Yeah, I guess I don't know exactly what you're talking about with these back-breaking errors from Bobby Witt Jr. Honestly, defensively tonight, that double play he turned in the ninth inning, that was a gorgeous turn. Mikel's got a strong arm. Mikel's a terrific defender, but Bobby's the best defensive shortstop in Major League Baseball. I don't want to see anybody else. Personally, not saying you're wrong, Garrett, but personally, I don't want to see anybody else at shortstop unless, the nerdy statistics, the sports science numbers that Matt Quatrero and this coaching staff front office get on a daily basis, unless those sports science numbers say Bobby needs a day. I'm sending him out there to do what he's done, like you said, do what he's done so well all season long. Garrett, appreciate the phone call. Royals drop the finale to Detroit. 4-2, the final score. We'll head inside that clubhouse and get back to your phone calls. What I'm interested in, because I know you're disappointed, but I want to know, what does your gut say when you first hear that question? What does your baseball instincts come back with? The postseason's still happening, right? I certainly think so. I'm not concerned. Are you? Do you believe me when I say I'm not? 913-586-7965. Again, that's 913-586-7965. We'll get back to your phone calls coming up after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show.
Witt dives, smothers it on the grass, to his feet, throw to first. Oh, he got him! What a play! Bobby Witt Jr.
on your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app. This is the all-new 96.5 The Fan, your new home for Royals baseball. KFNZ FM and AM, HD1 and HD2 Kansas City, an Odyssey sports station. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your new home for Royals baseball in Kansas City. 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
4-1 Tigers, bottom of the eighth. Royals just got a huge break. And there's a slicer into right center field for a hit. Whip to third base. Around third, he will score. The Tigers allow the run, throw to second to keep the double play in order. It's 4-2.
And they would get that double play, Denny, two pitches later. Tigers bring in the lefty. Freddie Fermin grounds into a 5-4-3 double play. So the Royals would get no closer than 4-2. Following that, Salvador Perez, RBI knock in the eighth. Salvi's 103rd RBI on the season. That's top 10 in Major League Baseball. Salvi also hitting .331 this season with runners in scoring position. That too, top 10 in Major League Baseball. Royals drop the finale to Detroit, swept at home by the division foe. 4-2, the final score. We'll get right back to your phone calls. I want to hear what Salvi had to say after this one. Salvi, 2-for-4, one of two Royals with multiple hits. He and Yuli Gurriel, how about that? The 34-year-old catcher and the 40-year-old first baseman combined for more than half of your base hits tonight. Here's Salvador Perez, courtesy of Bally Sports, Kansas City.
That's part of the game, it's baseball. Whatever happens, we still in playoff season, So I always say, flush it, that's it. Get ready for Friday. Enjoy the update tomorrow. Concentration and try to win the series in San Francisco.
And how much are you aware of where you guys are at in the standings, knowing kind of what's at stake here?
I don't worry. I think we're going to be fine. I think we're going to make it to the playoffs. That's the kind of mentality we have in here. Everybody has some bad series, I think it's part of the game. Forget about this one. Have a great update tomorrow. Concentration to try to win the series on Friday. Mm-hmm.
Can you feel a little bit of added pressure as you're coming down the stretch here?
Say that again.
Can you feel a little bit of added pressure maybe in the clubhouse coming down the stretch here?
No, I don't feel any pressure like that. Being a lot of situations like that, I don't feel any pressure.
What do you think of Screwball tonight?
Pretty good. He one of the best lefties in the game right now, you know. He command the ball really good. It's so hard, you know. He don't need anything in the middle tonight. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good game for him.
You think, you know, he maybe got a little better as the game went on? I know you guys...
Yeah, something. I think the first inning, just get a few hits, you know. We scored one. Yes, that he make the adjustment, you know. And pretty good game for him.
Mm-hmm. So what's the pulse of the clubhouse right now? Is it an off day coming at a good time for you guys?
Yeah, it's a great time. You know, every off day is good, especially after 140-something, 50 games. I don't know how many games we got left, you know. It's a long season, so I think it's any off day we have is pretty good for us, you know. Get the mindset, get reset, come back on Friday and play hard and try to win the game.
A little bit of a lighter note, but you got to see the kids that
you
played wiffle ball with.
Yeah, well, that was amazing. You know, yeah, that was amazing. So happy to see this kid again.
Yeah, talking about the kids that he played wiffle ball with. It is a great story. I love it. Love you, Salvi, but I heard enough. Boy, that's why he's the captain, ladies and gentlemen. And if you can see the look on his face, he means every single word he's saying. This dude's not sweating, still planning on the postseason. Oh, you got to feel good with the big 1-3 in the clubhouse. Salvi hitting .368 across his last 10 games with 9 runs driven in. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. Let's go to Annalise in Kansas City. Annalise, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead. Yeah, you're on. Go ahead.
I came with my dad today, who's been hyping up the team all season, and I was hearing about how they're going to be champs this season, and I was really excited to see how well they did, but it was a pretty exciting game, even though we had a tough loss. But yeah, he was telling me about the Ned Noy speech and the 13,000 people, so I was ready to just see them kill it today, but that's okay. It was still really exciting, and I was on the edge of my seat the whole game, so I'll definitely come back for another one.
Well, that's great to hear. Hopefully we have you locked in, whether it's on radio or on television, because you'll be on the edge of your seat for each of these final 9 games. Really no way around it. There's going to be something to play for, you have to imagine, all the way until the end, especially as Baltimore continues to lose. Baltimore's schedule's not getting any easier. They're about to take on this Detroit team, and then they'll see the Yankees, and then they'll take on the Twins. So I understand we all have tunnel vision on our team, on the boys in blue, but you look around the rest of the American League. Now, Minnesota's not running away with anything. They gagged away a 2-run extra inning lead tonight. Baltimore just DFA'd their Hall of Fame closer. I know things seem dire in Kansas City, but it's not as if parades are being planned elsewhere in the American League. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Let's go to Tom in Overland Park. Tom was one of the 16,000 to show up tonight. Tom, go ahead.
Vern, good evening.
Hello.
Listen, this evening I was able to take my daughter out on a daddy-daughter date night. I was able to watch Screwball do a great job against us. But you know what? We were entertained. We had a great time. We upgraded to the Crown Club. And here's the thing. You know, I got to tell you, I'm going to be out there on Friday and Sunday night, And what I'm imploring to all the fans that are listening right now is what I want all of you to do. Vern, I don't know how many people are listening. You have an estimate on how many people are listening?
Like 7 or 8.
Listen, I'm going for 1,000, Vern. And if we can grab 10 of our friends and grab all of the cotton candy loving friends that we all have, and we get out there, and we have a great time on Friday and Sunday night. Vern, I believe. Listen, we're going to have a great time, and everybody just needs to get out there and have a good time, because that's why we were out there tonight, and that's what everyone's going to see if they get out there. And I'm even thinking about making bad decisions, Vern, and maybe taking a trip to Washington, D.C., and also Atlanta, and making that road trip for 900 miles. So, again, let's all make some bad decisions, have a great time, have a great time at the park. And, Vern, can my daughter say something to you tonight?
Of course. Of course.
All right. Go, Royals.
Go, Royals. I love cotton candy. Thank you, Vern.
All right. Thank you very much. Oh, that's fantastic. How about it? Oh, man. Royals lose 4-2, dropping the finale to the Detroit Tigers. As far as the game, you know, my thoughts on the game, you know, Alec Marsh wasn't good, obviously, but it wasn't over when he left in the third, right? You're down 4-1. I know you're facing Tarek Skubal, but you knocked him out of the game in the fifth. I know how good Detroit's bullpen has been. I'm not waving a white flag. I can't lay it all at the feet of Alec Marsh. I don't know if there is a culprit, to be quite honest with you. Listen, I haven't been a believer in Detroit at all this season. I still don't believe in Detroit. I still don't think they'll be there in the end. I'll still lean starting pitching. So give me the Royals. Give me Pablo Lopez and Bailey Ober. I just don't think the Tigers can piecemeal this thing together down the stretch and pass Minnesota. Even though they're only a half game back of Minnesota, two games back of the Royals. But the Detroit Tigers were awesome these past three nights. I'm talking about it with Jackson Stone of MLB.com. He's here every single home game. You know, the Tigers were as impressive as any team I've seen this season. At least teams that have come through Kauffman Stadium. Boston was really good for that three-game series. Maybe the Yankees. Now, to me, it was Boston, and it's, you know, what we just saw from the Detroit Tigers. They were fantastic in all facets. Bullpen, defense, base running. You know, their defense was good again today. Their base running solid. You know, they took advantage of Royals' mistakes. You know, they deserved all three games. To me, the big moment, the moment that I have circled, the first one is obviously in the fifth inning. Royals down 4-1. Again, it's 4-1 after three. It remained 4-1 until that Salvi RBI in the eighth. So 4-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning, and Garrett Hampson reaches on an error, a one-out error. And when you're a team built on pitching, defense, and team speed, when the other defense makes a mistake to one of your speed guys, man, you really need to capitalize on that. Now, right idea from Tommy Pham. He blasted that thing to the opposite field, to the track and right, but just short of clearing the fence. Does not advance Garrett Hampson. I'm not crushing that. Hey, again, 101 miles per hour off the bat. Tommy Pham did what you wanted him to do there. Bobby then is hit by the pitch. 99 mile per hour fastball. He takes it off the, what was that, like the right quad? Well, whatever it is, it's just pure concrete if it's Bobby Witt Jr.'s lower half. So two on with two outs, and Salvi comes to the dish to go opposite Tarek Skubal. I mean, this is the matchup that we've been waiting for all day. As Royals fans, you've been waiting all day for Salvi to be in a big spot against Tarek Skubal. Why? Because Salvi performs as well against Tarek Skubal as just about anybody in the game. A lifetime 370 hitter with four home runs off of Tarek Skubal. So with two on and nobody out, you love the matchup. Salvi gets ahead in the count, too. Gets ahead 2-0. It's a seven-pitch battle between the eventual Cy Young Award winner and the eventual Hall of Famer. Tip your cap to Tarek Skubal. I mean, how does Salvi sit on back-to-back changeups? This guy's pumping, he just pumped 99 off of Bobby's leg. You know, he threw 97 past Paul DeJong to open up the inning. He blew 100 past Bobby earlier in the game. I don't know how you sit changeup, but okay, Salvi did. You know, he fouls it off. You know, sixth pitch was a changeup fouled off by to come back. Yeah, and Salvi swings through it. After the game, here's what Tarek Skubal had to say about that fifth inning and that at-bat against the great Salvador Perez.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I emptied the tank from pitch one. You know, that's this team's good, and they handle me, you know, that they put the ball in play and make things happen. So I was trying to avoid the beginning there, and then obviously the emotion there. You know, there's an error that inning. That's an inning that has a chance to getting big, you know, and to get a zero there and hand it to Hanafy and then do their thing. The bullpen was great. Yeah, great win.
There you go. Tarek Skubal after the game. Skubal throws 5 innings of one-run baseball. I would have signed up for that before the game. 5 innings? Yeah. Yes, please. And Detroit's bullpen shoved. A couple of big double plays. Some big punch-outs. I mean, you look at that 7th inning, a leadoff single from Michael Massey. And then Hanafy locks it in. He gets DeJong swinging through a sinker. Isbell stares at a slider for strike 3. And Tommy Pham, good morning, good afternoon, good night. He goes down swinging as well. Royals lose 4-2. Let's go to Double J. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, buddy.
Fern, what's going on, man? Hey, I was one of the 16,000 fans out at the game tonight.
Way to go.
Great crowd. Man, when Bobby got that double later in the game tonight, you just felt like there was about to be something big that was going to happen.
Well, you knew he was going to score.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. But just a tough loss, tough series. Glad we got the off day tomorrow. Hit the reset button and come back out Friday night and hopefully get back on track again against San Francisco.
Well, you just need Michael Walkie. What you need is you need your starting pitcher. Double J, thanks for the phone call. You need your starting pitcher to pace you to a victory. That's what they've been doing all season. And the next 3 games, Waka, Singer, Lugo. You'll have the pitching advantage, in my opinion, in all 3. There's absolutely no reason why the Royals shouldn't take 2 of 3. You take 2 of 3, your magic number's down to, you know, 6 or 5, heading out on the road. Man, we should be clinching. We should watch this team clinch the postseason beginning. Watch this team clinch a postseason berth sometime during their stay in Washington, D.C. That's my hope. That's my expectation, to be quite honest with you. Double J, you mentioned Bobby's leadoff double there in the 8th inning, his 44th double of the season. You know, we talk so much about all these different stats, all these different numbers that Bobby's put up. As you know, tonight he sets a new franchise record for extra base hits in a season, breaking a mark that's been held by Hal McCray for nearly half a century. So congratulations to Bobby Witt Jr. as he continues and will only continue moving forward to completely rewrite this franchise's record book. But the 44 doubles are second most in Major League Baseball. Yeah, only the All-Star Game MVP, Jarren Duran, has more doubles than Bobby. Only Aaron Judge has more extra base hits than Bobby. And those 44 doubles in the history of the Royals franchise, only 7 players have put up more in a single season. It's our nightly wit watch. There's always some eye-popping number. He leads the league in runs scored and hits. Kid's a freak, man. The Wit Watch is brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Visit communityamerica.com to join. Member owned, open to all, invested in you. 913-586-7965. We go to Noah in Lee Summit. Noah, you're next up on the postgame show as the Royals get doubled up by the Tigers. Final score, 4-2.
What's up, man? The last time you and me spoke, it was the day after the Royals lost to the Yankees in that game 3 on the series. And that night you said, you know, someone needs to step up to be the outside of, you know, our 3 main guys. And
Tommy one of those guys
has
hasn't been
everything but that.
Tommy Pham hasn't been one of those guys lately.
I like to think he stepped up, but I mean, you're the insider, you know better than me. But you know, it seems like we're back to having that conversation that now someone else needs to step up. And it needs to be, I feel like at this point, it needs to be more of a rotation of guys that step up. You know, one series, it's someone, the next series, yeah, one series, it's Michael Garcia, the next, it's Dayron Blanco.
Well, that's more game to game then.
However.
But you're talking about Noah's game to game more so than series to series. To me, you know what's wild? Let me ask you this, Noah. big spots, you know, runner on third, first and third with two outs. You can't have Bobby and you can't have Salvi. Who do you want at the dish right now?
Call me crazy all you want. Michael Matthews. He doesn't have the consistency.
Not crazy at all.
But when we've needed him in big moments, he has shown up. Again, not consistently. But
well, nobody has consistently. No, it's I don't think there is a wrong answer. My answer is Yuli Gurriel. Isn't that wild? That's wild. He's 40.
I like it though. You know, he's done something.
He hits good pitching.
Him on.
Great bat speed. Yo, he's Yuli Gurriel to me right now is the third best hitter.
I was a fan of the Paul DeJong one, not necessarily the Gurriel one, but I might be flip flopping on that. DeJong has not been that guy much as of lately. And it feels like Gurriel has, like you said, has stepped up. But man, Michael Massey, I was real hard on him about midseason. I might have been as hard on him as I was MacArthur, but which is undeserved. But man, as of late, I feel like
I got you. Starting to break up a little bit there. Yeah, Michael Massey sits safely in five straight games. That's not a wild selection. The guy's been hitting cleanup for this team of late. So obviously the organization agrees with you that Massey's quality in a big spot, at least of the options. I keep going back to hitting good pitching. You know, that's what this team's going to have to do in a few weeks when the postseason starts. You don't last as long as Hunter Renfroe, Yuli Gurriel, or Tommy Pham have in this game if you can't hit good pitching. So those are the guys I'm leaning on right now. Massey, Melendez, Isbell, Michael, I'm with you. You know, those are the guys that can make you a champion this October. Those are the guys that can take you to that next level. But to get out of the wild card series, I'm leaning on the vets. And Bobby counts as a vet just because that talent is historic. So Bobby, Tommy, Salvi, Yuli, Renfroe, those are the guys I'm looking at right now. Gurriel, by the way, tonight made his ninth start since joining the Royals. In those nine starts, he has 10 hits, 5 walks, 5 runs driven in, and he scored 5 runs as well. Yeah, there were a few moments tonight where I had a lot of thoughts tonight. You know, the fact that Robbie Grote, sixth inning, I'm looking at the right-hander on the mound, Hanafy. Grossman let off. And I'm thinking, do you pinch hit Massey here? Do you pinch hit MJ? Isbell. Maybe a pinch hit Isbell. Put a lefty in there against Hanafy. And I'm thinking, man, Robbie Grossman might give me the best at bat. And I'm thinking, is that a bad thing? Is that a good thing? I still haven't figured out how I feel about vacillating between Robbie Grossman and every left-hander on the bench. I would really like for one of them, and you're telling me, Noah, that it's Michael Massey, and I'm not going to disagree with you. But I wish I had more conviction with my belief of course, Massey, Melendez, Isbell, of course, they're a better option than Robbie Grossman. But I didn't have the type of conviction that I wanted. That makes sense? Hey, I appreciate you calling, buddy. A phone line is open for you. 913-586-7965. Again, that's 913-586-7965. We'll take our final quick timeout, head back inside that clubhouse, and get right back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to Burns Postgame Show.
Witt dives, smothers it on the grass, to his feet, throw to first. Oh, he got him! What a play! Bobby Witt Jr.!
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
4-2, the final score. Royals drop the finale to Detroit, are swept at home for the first time all season. So I open up the show asking you, pretty straightforward, what's your gut tell you? Huh? What's your gut tell you how this season's going to play out? 913-586-7965 is the phone number. That's also our text line number. 913-586-7965. I see plenty of you on the text line angry at me. 816, oh, Vern, are your feet still up? Hey, Bozo, you still playing with house money? Yeah. Yeah, I am. I would think you are, too. For people that are not, I would love the explanation as to why this team is not playing with house money, as to why your feet are not up with 9 games to go. Explain it to me. Now, you could point out that they lost tonight, and I am very aware of that. But 816, please explain to me what has you worried. Now, I wish they won the division, sure. I wish they were a perfect team, a better playoff team. But for Pete's sake, they're still a playoff team. I mean, unless, 816, you don't believe that they're going to make the playoffs. So your gut's telling you that they won't. Okay, all right, I'm going to remember that. I'm going to take down that 816 number. God knows you sent it enough of the exact same text messages. Will in the 660 says, Vern, my gut tells me this team might be a year of ahead of schedule. I'm not giving up on this year. I'm all in. But I'll be happy to see what kind of noise they make in a couple of weeks. No, Will. Then your gut's telling you they're going to the playoffs. They're not telling you they're year ahead of schedule. If they're going to the playoffs, okay. What else do we have? Should I even go through these text messages? Charlie still believes that the Royals are going to the postseason. From the 612, Vern, who gets into the playoffs if the Twins, Royals, and Tigers all end with the same record? The Royals and the Twins will get in. Because both Kansas City and Minnesota won the season series against the Tigers. So if they all end with the same record, the Twins will get the second wild card, or would get the highest of the seeds, and the Royals would get the second highest because the Twins won the season series against Kansas City. There you go. Text line from Steve in North Kansas City. Vern, to your question, my gut tells me they will not make the playoffs. Ryan in the Northland. Vern, every team hits bumps along a 162-game season, and we expected a bumpy ride after Vinny went down. It's baseball, flush it, move on. My gut says if you want to be the best, you've got to beat the best. So bring on Blake Snell, Max Fried, and Chris Sale. Signed, Ryan in the Northland. Scott in Kansas City writes in, Vern, my gut tells me that we're choking. Emma Joe says, my gut tells me this season has already been a success. From the 913 and my buddy Mac in Kansas City, Vern, my gut tells me that the bullpen was awesome tonight and the offense just couldn't get it going, but we will indeed make it to October. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Let's go to our buddy Dan in KCK. Dan, what's your gut tell you?
Oh, my gut, feeling pretty good. I know we got swept. We've lost 4 in a row, but we're still going to the playoffs. Josh, yesterday, my brother John turned 60. He's got the same birthday as Patrick Mahomes. And, last Saturday, I couldn't get in. I took a second place in my Special Olympics, the Baser Field of Dreams, in Shawnee Mission.
Nice.
Got a couple hits, made a couple plays in the outfield.
Look at you.
termite, which
talks to yourself.
Then I think we'll be playing the Baltimore. Then my brother John says, "Well, Dan, who are we playing? And are we gonna play Yankees, Houston? I don't care who we play if we get past Baltimore. I'm just gonna enjoy the ride. Take care, Josh."
Hey, Dan, always nice hearing from you, buddy. Way to go. Nice little flex on the radio talking about your defensive prowess. I like it. Nice hearing from you, Dan. A few more from the text line. Scott in Phoenix. Vern, it's looking more and more like we're spiking the ball a little bit too early about the postseason. Okay. Listen. I don't think there's been anybody that has been more cautious than me. I don't. I think you guys can go back and follow along. As a matter of fact, I know I put it the exact same way, telling some of you a while ago, spiking the football a little bit too early. Me, I put my feet up once they hit my goal for the Riptide, because I believe that they are indeed going to the postseason. But I've only been there. I've spiked that football about a week ago. I don't think I've been doing it maybe as long as some others. But I'm still in the end zone. I see some of you Chicken Littles telling me to get up and act like I didn't spike the football. But I'm calling you a punk. I'm telling you, make sure you go to early mass on Sunday. Why don't you buy a dog afterward if you're scared? I've watched 153 games of this Royals ball club. They're going to the postseason, my friends. Ain't no need to sweat it. But you don't hear me, though. Rally Mantis writes in. He's angry that Matt Quatrero changes the lineup all the freaking time. Well, again, Rally Mantis, for someone that I know has season tickets, I know you've been to almost every single game this season. I'm wondering, man, you leave every game angry about the lineup? They're 82-71 doing it this way. After a while, banging your head against the wall, it's got to hurt, doesn't it? This is who they are. This is who they're going to be. Now, it'd be great if you had nine guys you could run out there every single day, but who on this team do you think deserves every day at bats, regardless of the opponent? Think it through. Yeah, Bobby, Tommy, Salvi, sure. Okay, run them out there. Izzy, you want to say Izzy should be in center every day? Fine. Keep going. That's four. Five spots to go. Give me five more hitters that have earned every day at bats. Go ahead. Terry in Green Bay. What worries me, Vern, is the Royals hit into seven double plays in three games. And my gut says they'll go 3-6 down the stretch, fall short of the postseasons, and it will not be a great season. That's how I read this, Terry. Terry writes in, but 85 wins is a great season. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. I think it's a very good season. Okay, maybe not a great season if we're going to, be beholden to the definition. No, it's not a great season. But 85 wins is a very good season. You got to say that, Terry. No, you won't get with that. Okay, that's fine. You know what? I'm going to do my part. Like I promised, I have two tickets. Two tickets to Friday's game. We were unable to give them away earlier today on the On Deck Show. Can we do that right now? Yeah, all right. How do we want to do it? Let's say third caller. Why not? Third caller, 913-586-7965. Call up. The tickets are yours. Be the third caller right now. 913-586-7965. We'll see you coming out here on Friday with, a few hundred people, whoever decides to show up. Still kind of waiting this thing out, right? Who knows? Hey, enjoy your night, Kansas City. We'll try and do better on Friday. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Pasquantino smacks it deep to right field. His second home run of the game.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 96.5thefan.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.